evening, everyone. I'm Pam Stack, your host, and this is Authors on the Air. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. If you're listening to us live right now, please click the follow button so my boss knows I'm doing my job. A couple shout-outs tonight. I want to thank Robert Gregory Brown, who not only is a fantastic suspense and thriller novelist, he is also a very fine musician and composer. He created and plays our theme music. Find him on his website at robertgregorybrown.com. Another shout out to author D.D. Corbett, who wrote The Amaretto, a Florida Keys sailing adventure with a little mystery and a little murder. I'd also like to thank Poise Pen Productions and Dalton Creek Candle Company and Eleven for supporting our show. You can find us on social media everywhere. Tonight, in honor of Women's History Month and with a continuation of Women Writers Month, I have two powerhouse writers on the show with me. But first, I'd like to introduce you to my guest co-host tonight. Cindy Rifle is the director of book reviews for the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. She knows our two authors very, very well and is a prolific reader of all things romance and erotica. I'd like to welcome to the show Cindy Rifle. Hi, Cindy. Thank you for being with me on Authors on the Air.
Hi, Pam. I'm honored to be here with these two wonderful women.
I'm so glad you're here. Cindy, I know that you love reading, and you really do step outside your genre an awful lot. You read a lot of women's fiction. You read a lot of books that you told me you never thought you would like until you got turned on to these authors. Who inspired your love of reading?
Actually, my sister, the sister youngest next to me, was 15 years older than me, and she started me reading when I was 2 years of age, and she made me read. When I would ask her to read books to me, she would say, well, okay, let's get you started. You read this, and you read this page, and what's this word? And I was utterly fascinated by it and was hooked.
How wonderful.
Started school early, and she just kept at it with me. And I was reading, oh, God, way above my grade level by the time I was 10, which was when I read my first romance, much to my mother's dismay. But, you know, I was a nice little Catholic schoolgirl.
I'm glad you've had a reading advocate, because isn't it true that you can immerse yourself in a book and you can travel all over the world and sometimes out of this world when you read?
Every single time.
Good. I'm so glad you said that. Well, you know who our guests are tonight. The powerhouse writing team of Deborah Webb, who is a New York Times bestselling author of well over 100 books, and the delightful Regan Black, who writes romance and also kind of fantasy, and I just love her books. I'm so glad they're here with us tonight, because this is what Women Writers Month is all about: collaborative and supporting and mentoring women and women together. It's wonderful. I'm honored to present to you my first guest, Regan Black, who just finished her next book with Deborah Webb. Regan, welcome to Authors on the Air.
Hi, Pam. It's a pleasure to be here with you and Cindy, and thanks for having me.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you for being here. And, of course, my dear friend for many years now, who is just one of the best writers I think there is. She cuts across all genres. There's not a thing she doesn't write about. There's not a woman she's not happy to mentor. She is just, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best people on earth. I'm so honored to have with me tonight, again, Deborah Webb. Hello, Deb. How are you tonight? And thank you for being here.
Hey, Pam. It's great to be here. And I'm so excited to be here with Regan and Cindy.
I'm glad you're here, too. We are both very happy that you're here. All of us, and Eva, I know the listeners are, too, because you know, you've made an impact on all of us with your 100. I know I asked you the other day, how many books have you written? You said, I don't know, it's over 100. And I love that about you, that you're like, I don't know. You're not keeping track of them or anything else. I thought that was great. You know, there's a lesson to be learned there for all writers, to not worry about the numbers and just to continually put out good, good books. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's really important. It's just to write the stories.
I think that's true. So we're going to kick off because you both have a new release called Heavy Artillery Husband. And I'm going to turn this over to Cindy because Cindy is our reviewer. And, of course, she's our Deb Webb Reagan Black specialist. So the first thing I'm going to just kind of kick it off and ask you, is this book part of a series?
Well, you know, I have written more than 50 books in the Kobe Agency series and a little spinoff series called The Specialist. And so when Reagan and I we've done several books together now, and it just felt really important. The fans were really wanting to see more of the Kobe Agency, and it felt important to get a couple of books out there with the Kobe Agency. So, yes, this book that's out this month, Heavy Artillery Husband and also Gunning for the Groom that came out last month, or actually the beginning of March, they're connected books and just a great, great, great look into the Kobe Agency series for the fans who loved it so much.
Oh, good. Reagan, can you give us, please, the elevator pitch on the basic story of the Kobe Agency and just a teeny little teaser about Heavy Artillery Husband?
Oh, my goodness. I'm supposed to do that and not go all fangirl on you? I have to tell you, when Deb and I started working together, when we were collaborating and she brought up, you know, we should do some Kobe. I was like, the Kobes have been just a part of my life as a reader for so long. And Deb has been a mentor and a friend in my life for so long that it just felt like sacred ground. I mean, thou shalt not step there. And I tell you, it really freaked me out. And she's like, why? I was like, you have no idea. Until we really got into it and brainstorming it, I was so freaked out by the prospects. Because as a fan, I know how much the Kobes mean to Deb's fans. And I did not want to screw that up.
I don't think you did, honey. I think your collaborative effort has paid off in spades. So give us the elevator pitch, please. Tell us a little bit about the book. You don't have to go and give us the history of the Kobe Agency because that's 50 books long and we don't have that much time. And then I'm going to turn it over to Cindy because she is your reviewer on all things Reagan and Deb. Okay?
Okay. Well, Heavy Artillery Husband features Sophia Leone, and she's been widowed for a little better than a year, and her life fell apart, and she's been trying to pick up the pieces and put things back together. And her good friend Victoria Colby Camp is trying to help her a little bit, has helped her daughter in the book Gunning for the Groom that just came out. That's Sophia's daughter that stars in that book with one of the Colby agents. And this picks up. Heavy Artillery Husband is Sophia's story, and it's sort of her happy ever after that she's really been missing. She's had a really hard time of it, and this book just picks up and runs and races towards her happy ever after. And it was a wonderful, wonderful book to work with Deb on. I enjoyed this project a great deal, even though it terrified me at the beginning.
Cindy, it's all yours.
Okay, I have to tell everybody who's listening that I've been reading Deb's books for probably 20 years, and I've been reading Reagan's books since I first met Reagan on Facebook through Deb because they had collaborated on some other books. And now I'm also addicted to Reagan's new series that we won't talk about tonight. But these two women, and as Pam said, I read over 200 books a year, I think are writers that I have read. And the reason for that is these books, not just the Colby Agency books, but these books that these women write together are the types of books that you literally pick up and don't want to put down till the end. The character building is fascinating. The stories are fascinating. They are nonstop. And that's what I love about, sorry, Pam, Gunning for the Groom and Heavy Artillery Husband, because they're the types of books that mold you when you're in them. You are absolutely fascinated by everything that's going on. So I want to know what gave you guys the idea to write about this family, and where did you get the idea of where to take it? I mean, I know that it's part of the Colby Agency series, so there's got to be a bit of the Colby Agency in it. But where did you come up with the ideas for this, and where you wanted to take it, and what you wanted to do with it?
Who are you asking?
Either one, Deb or Reagan.
I'll start off on this, if that's okay. First, I want to say that every time I write a heroine or, you know, any female character in one of my books, it's based on all these wonderful women that I know, you know, writers, readers, you know, all of you are such amazing people. But one person in particular, and that's Reagan, that I met a long time ago. I don't even remember how many years ago, but I've been following her journey in the writing world for many, many years. And I've always been very appreciative of her wonderful, wonderful work. She's extremely talented. So when the opportunity to work with someone and to launch some books with another author became available, she was my pick. I knew it had to be her because I knew her work. I knew her as a person. And this is, you know, writing a book together with someone is very intimate. It's like a marriage. It's very intimate. And I needed someone I knew that could not only do the job, but I could trust completely. And Reagan's that person. And so when we started this off, you know, it was just like, okay, let's do this. And the more we did, in my opinion, the better it got. And the feedback from the readers was just awesome. So when we decided to step deep into that Colby Agency territory, like Reagan said, you know, we wanted to, first off, to reflect our feelings about strong women. And I feel like that Reagan is an exemplary example of what a strong woman is. And it just felt good to do that with her. And what better route to go than to pick a mother-daughter team here, you know, a mother and a daughter who had, you know, been a much loved family for many, many years, and then they're shattered. Their entire lives are shattered. So then you get the younger woman story, and then you get the older woman story. And that was one of the things that we love a lot about the Heavy Artillery Husband, because, you know, this is an older couple in their 50s, and that was really important to us to do that kind of thing. So I probably answered a lot more than you ask, but the idea was the strong women, and we have in these two books, we have two extremely strong women and their journeys. And that's kind of where it started. And then we put our heads together and talk about it. And then it just takes off from there. And it's you know, a pretty amazing thing just to, when we start talking about what we're going to write and where it's going. And I have to give Reagan, you know, a tremendous amount of credit for where it ends up.
Reagan, what's your take on this?
Well, Deb is so well spoken, and I really appreciate it, because she nailed it on the head. You know, when we first started collaborating, it was, you know, to get that call from your mentor you know, like she said, we kept track of each other. We met each other. We hit it off at a conference, and we were friends ever since. But it wasn't the type of friendship where you call each other every day, but it's, you know, when you're going to call that everything's going to be fine, right? And when we started working together, it was new territory for us, but it was good territory, and our enthusiasm carried us over several hurdles, but it's that trust factor she mentioned, and that companionship and that communication is so key. And so when we were looking at Sophia's story and what we wanted to do, and I think Deb's right, you know, strong women are central to all of her books. And, you know, good grief, Victoria Colby Camp anchors the Colby Agency. I mean, is there a stronger character in romantic suspense than Victoria? I don't think so. So, you know, which was part of the intimidation factor when Deb tossed out, hey, how about you, girl? And I'm like, sure. So it was one of those things. I was just—I was intimidated as a fangirl, but again, it was such a good relationship when we got to talking about it, when we got to working with it, and when we got to Sophia's book and writing that older heroine and that, you know, slightly older. I mean, come on, you know, and it was interesting having both books kind of in mind, writing the younger woman's story, but then just how, you know, in developing Sophia as a character for, you know, that we knew we were going to move forward with in the next story, and being a mom and, you know, being a little bit older and knowing how love changes and how love grows and how love strengthens us, the right love. So it was just really a wonderful adventure. And I think, you know, there is nothing, Deb's been, like I said, Deb's been my mentor and my friend for years. And it's so fabulous to when we brainstorm, it just, I don't know if it would terrify people if we recorded that.
I was about to say, it'd be a little scary.
I think it might be a little scary. Yeah, we've come up with some interesting things to this time. And I, planning Sophia and where she was going to go and how this was going to come about, I think that was really exciting because you were dealing with a more mature person who's had to make really tough choices and how that... changed her.
I just have one more question that actually both of you brought up, and it's something that's fascinating to me. Is it easier to write an older couple now than it is to write a younger couple?
Well, you know, for me, and I think Reagan may say the same thing, but I'll let her speak to that. But I will say that it's easy for me to write an older woman because certainly I'm an older woman. But I also have two younger daughters, and I've watched their relationships with their wonderful husbands and, you know, having children and that kind of thing. So, you know, it sort of keeps you young. So I depend on that relationship with my daughters to keep me a little bit in the know of how younger women feel these days, you know, because time does change things.
I have to second that. Yeah, I have to second that. I think it is. I think 10 years ago it would have been more difficult for me to effectively really get into the head of a slightly older heroine, even though I enjoyed reading those books. And age doesn't really seem to be a factor as a reader. But I think being a parent, you know, being married, living some life, I think helps me feel more authentic with characters as they develop. And age. And I agree with Deb. I think having, you know, I think my kids keep me young and just watching them grow and develop and just staying abreast of current things. So I think it's actually
heavy artillery husband. This really was about something that Sophia believed with all her heart. Something that had absolutely torn her life asunder, and then suddenly her husband's there, and she's having to deal with a morass of emotions because of that, along with dealing with the fact that the people she knows and loves are in severe danger. So how did you guys set together?
Well, that is an interesting question, Cindy. This is Pam. I have to say that the writer's mind is a very interesting thing. Thankfully, you write fiction, and so you get to play on all those different things that Cindy just mentioned. Is that correct, Deborah?
That's correct. And in answering her question, I would say that, you know, I've been married to my husband for 41 years, and a marriage, thank you so much, a marriage is the most intimate of relationships. You trust your husband or, you know, your significant other, and they trust you, hopefully, in a way that you might not ever trust anyone else. And you depend on that person, or you come to depend on that person in a way that you wouldn't depend on anything else. And when you have children, as Sophia and her husband had a child, it's just a bond that is so special. And to have that, you know, ripped away from you with doubts, and it's very, very painful to think that the person you trusted so deeply and so intimately, you know, perhaps failed in some way to live up to what you expected, to what he had allowed you to believe was what he expected. And I think so we both bring that, because we both have, you know, long, strong marriages, and we both have children, and we both have men who have been in or are in some capacity in the military. And so that gave us that sort of inside feeling of the military life. And I think it's, you know, you always hear write what you know. Well, you know, I'll say if you're not writing what you know, you better darn well do your research. And that's
there
something that we also both do, is we do our research. So I think that, but I think our specific circumstances, you know, our marriages and our children and looking at those relationships and that military element, it helped to be able to delve into that world a little bit more easily.
So, Cindy, my question to you is, if you were going to rate this on a star basis, one being, oh, don't even bother, or 10 being, it's one of the best freaking books I've ever read, what's it going to be?
On Heavy Artillery Husband?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be
a
10.
Oh, my God.
of course it is. You know that. You love,
you know,
this
what?
Book you've been
it's
raving
funny,
about
actually,
this
because
book.
Teresa, one of our other reviewers, and I were talking about just this the other day, and talking about the fact that we think there should be a 1 to 5 star review system. There should also be a 10-star review system. Where you can give people 5-star reviews because they're absolutely amazing books, and then you can give 10-star review or up to a 10-star review because they're even better than that. I'm the type of person who if it's a book that I don't want to put down until I'm done,
and if you remember it,
a 10-star review.
If you remember it long after you finished it, I know
exactly.
You well enough to know that. I want
you
to
remember
thank you for your
the, everything that happened in the book. You remember the names of the characters in the book. You remember how you felt when you were reading that book.
I want to thank you,
and that's
for
one of
saying
the things.
Just that. That's a great segue into the next set of questions that I want to ask. Stay tuned, Cindy. I just want to remind everyone this is a trademark copyrighted podcast solely owned by the authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Cindy said something really interesting. She said, you know, that you're carrying these characters around with you. You understand these characters. You have a feeling evoked from reading this book. Emotions are involved. I know that maybe that's not always the way that you anticipate it's going to happen, but when it happens, isn't it great, Reagan?
Oh, definitely. I have to say that emotion is kind of a point Deb and I laugh about all the time with my writing, because I think in my early career, I would put some out there, but I'd back away. And
right.
Deb has always encouraged me to, you know, go deep and stay there and dig in and stay there. And it's made a huge difference. She's telling me not to be afraid of it, which I think has really been a benefit all around. I think it strengthens the books we work on together, and I know it strengthens the books I work on alone. So,
excellent. Let's take a call. We've got a call from 352. Go ahead. You're on the air, caller.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Devin, Reagan. How are you? Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I just want to say that I'm a total fangirl of both of you. I have read both of your books for years and years, and I absolutely love them. I do have a question, though. When you guys write together, do you, like, each write a chapter, or do you collaborate on each chapter, or how does that work when you write?
Oh, you want to know all our secrets, huh?
I can only imagine how hard it would be to write a book on your own, but when you're writing with someone else, that has to be doubly hard in my mind.
That is a really interesting question, because every collaborative group that I've ever spoken to has a different method of doing it. So, Deb, how does it work for you and Reagan?
Well, you know, when we first started out with this, it was, a little bit different from the way it is now, but pretty much the same. We've honed it, I think. But what we do is we talk about what it is we want to do. You know, is this going to be a spinoff from, you know, like the specialists, or is this going to be something totally different, like the book we just completed, that kind of thing. It just depends on where we're going. And we figure that out. And what I do is I come up with the synopsis, and then we brainstorm again, and we talk about what I've come up with, and and Reagan points out what's, like, way off crazy. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. That might be a little bit crazy. And we won't talk about what some of them were, but I think one of them involved the circus once, but we won't go there.
Oh,
but,
I think I've heard that story before.
I mean, we do, you know, we come up with that. We get that nailed down and who the characters are. And that, which is really, as we've talked about with remembering characters, the characters are the most important part of the story. No matter what your plot is, no matter what you're doing, it's the characters that are important. So we get that nailed down. And once, you know, we're both a go on what our end goal is, then I do a chapter outline. And it, you know, it might be like, okay, we're going to do this here. It might not be really a lot of sentences. It might just be a couple of three words.
Right,
and then I shoot it off to Reagan, and she starts writing. And she writes the story. And then when she's finished, she sends it to me just like she did with this latest book that'll be out in December, by the way. And then I start going through it, and if there are questions, we talk about it. If there's things that need to be changed, I change them. You know, I just go through and put a little bit of my stamp on the story, and then it's ready to go. And, you know, in the beginning, we did a little bit more back and forth. But we've got it down to a science now.
You've kind of fallen into a rhythm, it seems. You've developed a real good sense of each other's writing and mindset on putting together
the
book. You know, Deb, as you know, our friend Rob Brown and his buddy Brett Battles, when they write, they kind of do the same thing. Like one of them will write the first draft, the other one goes over and changes it, and then it goes back and forth until you kind of are this symbiotic duo writing for the sake of the book. You're not bringing egos or anything else into it. You know what it is you want to say to your audience. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. And I have to say that, I mean, you know, in the beginning, it is a lot of the, as you say, going back and forth, you know, getting it where it needs to be. But Reagan and I have reached this place where, you know, it's like we know where we need to go. We know, I think, what was it you said to me, Reagan, about the book earlier when we were talking about a particular word you thought about using?
Yeah. There was a word when I was doing the final pass on, and I'm like, that's not a Deb Reagan word.
And I think if you read the Deb Reagan books and then the Deb books and then the Reagan books, you'll see that what the stories that we do together, they're different. You know, they have a little bit of a different style and tone than the other ones.
Yes, I agree with that. Teresa, do you find that to be true, too, when you read them?
I was very fortunate.
There's Reagan Black, and then there's Deb Reagan.
And I was very fortunate to get an early reader's copy of Heavy or Hillary Husband, and it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal writing. I'm at that 50th age bracket, and I love the main character. I love a strong, sensual woman. And you can still be that way when you're 50. And I really, really love that in that book.
Absolutely. Thank God, because I passed that number a long time ago. And, you know, I'm so thrilled to know that I've still got it in me. Thank you, Teresa, and thank you, Cindy, for your input. Stay tuned. Reagan,
thank you.
You know, we're right now honoring women writers for Women's Writers Month, and a lot of this is about mentoring, and you have spoken very eloquently about Deb and how she has mentored you. How has it changed your life, Reagan? And how has it changed your writing, by the way?
Well, my writing is just, you know, it's really interesting. Deb is a really unique and special person. And
yes, I know that.
Yeah, you know, I know you do. Anybody who's met her, anybody who's spent more than 5 minutes with Deb knows what a treasure she is. When you start, you know, when we start writing, you know, that's the thing. I could have gone to Deb with any story idea, and I have. You know, she called me at one point. And, you know, she had wanted to ask me something. It was some business question. Now, this was years ago before we started collaborating. And the first thing out of her mouth, though, wasn't, hey, how are you doing? Here's my question. It was, hey, how are you doing? And she wanted an answer.
Right.
And so, it is.
Yeah.
And it was just so meaningful. I still go back to that conversation, you know, we met at a writer's conference. It was my very first writer's conference. And I was so new. I mean, the grass doesn't get any greener than I was at that conference.
I
was so green.
I love it.
And yet she didn't treat me like an idiot. She didn't treat me like I was nothing. She was very, you know, she was inspiring. There are things that she said in that conference that still come back to me on writing days. Most of the time it is stop drinking coffee at noon. And so I stopped drinking coffee at noon and switched to water. But there's other things I got out of that, you know.
But Reagan, let me interrupt you and ask you a question, because what you're saying is very important. I know Deb for, I don't know, Deb, what, years now since the first time we spoke?
Yeah,
And I know that she is all the things you've just said. So my mantra is kind of like pay it forward.
Yep.
Do you feel you're ready to mentor someone, Reagan?
No. I mean, I try
to.
Would you do it
if someone asked?
Well, the thing is, I try to give back every way I can. You know,
I know
definitely.
You do.
But I don't feel, I mean, and the hesitation on my part is solely because I have been mentored by a wonderful person, and I'm still being mentored. And you asked how it impacted my writing. It's turned my writing, you know, just completely on. It's like, you know, working with Deb has been such a boon and a huge benefit, and it's strengthened me in countless ways, okay, personally and professionally. And
I'm so glad.
To be a mentor to someone, my only hesitation is my own confidence. You know, do I feel like I can give advice? Sure. You know, I've done some nonfiction books in an effort to give back to other writers for that very reason. But to take someone under my wing like Deb took me, I don't know. I don't know if I'm qualified yet. Does that make sense?
Well, you just might be, because you have the wisdom from Deb to go ahead and pay it forward, right?
I also want to say,
for those of you who don't know, Reagan is a rescue mama for greyhounds. And I'm so happy about that. And she has a dog named Bandit who is her riding companion. So I want to give you a shout out for that. And for Deb, Deb is, when I come back, I want to come back as one of Deb's grandchildren. Because Because if any of you have ever been on her page, there is nothing at all about her books. She doesn't post anything about her books. She posts about her grandbabies, who are the most gorgeous things in the whole wide world. And, you know, how cool is that, that someone's not shoving their stuff down your throat? I love you guys. I think you are wonderful, and you are a shiny, bright example of all that is good in writing and in women's fiction. And I'm so honored that you came here today. And I'm so happy that my friend, my dear friend, one of my best friends, Cindy Rifle, decided to join the show with me tonight. She is our director of book reviews and the head of the book review crew for Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Thank you, Cindy. You know I love you dearly.
Back at you, Pam, and have had such a wonderful time talking to two of my favorite authors in the whole wide world.
Thanks.
We love you too,
Cindy. I can't begin
to
tell you.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow night for tomorrow night's show, won't I, Sin?
Yep.
All right, baby. Thank you, Cindy. Cynthia Rifle,
right.
If you want to go ahead
bye,
and get in touch with her.
I love both
bye-bye,
of you.
Sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye, Cindy.
You can go to the Book Review Crew on Facebook. Cindy will go ahead and tell you how to get your book reviewed. In the meantime, I want to thank my longtime friend, Deborah Webb, and my new friend, Reagan Black, for being here and talking about how empowering it is to be collaborating with another woman. Thank you, ladies. Will you come back? I feel like you both can give like a little lesson in collaborative writing and empowering women together. I hope you both come back, will you?
Deb,
will you come back? Hello?
Did we lose her?
Okay. We might have lost her, but in the meantime, stay put, Reagan, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play your commercial. Here it is. Listen, everybody. Here we go. Thank you, Reagan. You're the best.
Hey, everyone. I'm Reagan Black. I write action-packed romance, giving readers an escape to live the adventure with characters you want to call friends. And with the happy ever after of each story, you can always savor the ultimate affirmation of true love.
So that's our show for tonight, everybody. And we are with Susan Mallory tomorrow night. Please join us. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Have a wonderful night. Go read some great books. And thank you, Mom and Dad. Good night.